In fact, they have forts and trading posts all the way from Quebec to New Orleans. But the British have the real right to the land. The French are not settlers like the English colonists. They come and shoot animals, trade fur with the Indians, and then go home again. The English, people like us, our ancestors, came to settle in America and make a new life for themselves and their families. So? Jack asked, obviously not getting the connection George was trying to make. Well, more and more people, and not just the English, are now coming to the British colonies. The French have only about 80,000 people living in all of New France. But we have over 1 million people in our colonies. So, we're moving through the Cumberland Gap and into the Western lands. Traders and hunters are pressing even farther inland. Well, the French won't like that, Jack exclaimed. George laughed. You're right about that. Lord Fairfax tells me they've sent 1,500 French soldiers to Fort Leboeuf on the shores of Lake Erie. Their job is to arrest all the British traders in the area and ship them back to France for trial and punishment. Someone has to carry a message to the French commander at Fort Leboeuf, telling him the land belongs to England, and to withdraw his troops. Otherwise, we redcoats are prepared to go to war, and that's where I come in. I've decided I'm going to deliver the message. It sounds like a dangerous mission, Jack said, picking up his brother's sword and turning it over in his hands. Yes, George said, but I think I'm the man for the job. After all, I'm the only adjunct who has ridden over the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I'm used to camping out in the wilderness. It would be quite a rude shock for the other gentlemen. Can I come with you if you get the job? Jack asked. George shook his head. You know how Mother is. I'm over 21 years old now, and she would forbid me from going if she could. Jack looked at his big brother glumly and nodded. A month and a half later, on December 11th, 1753, Major George Washington was dining with Commander St. Pierre at Fort Leboeuf. It had taken George and his party of trappers, hunters, and translators 6 weeks to get there. 42 days of slogging through icy rain and snow, sometimes along non-existent trails. George had changed into his Virginia militia dress uniform for the evening. As St. Pierre looked him over, George noticed the smile playing around the older man's lips.